Dear Father, Anna, can you come here, please? You're better at letters than me, and with etiquette. Did I address this right? No, but why can't I call him Father? Because someone's going to read it aloud in court? Well, how do I write it then? His whole title? Anna, I don't even know his whole title. One of the perks of being a princess is that I just call him Father. Anna, will you write it for me? I'll tell you what to write. I'm really tired. I didn't think that being regent while my husband was away would be so exhausting. Oh, you will? Oh, thank you, Anna. You're the best handmaiden a princess could have. Anna, what is the proper way for a vassal to address a letter to the king? Oh, you have to include all the titles. So, the title would be To the Magnificent and Wise Kendrick Varner, the Third King of Shavner, Leader of the League of Baldur's Gate, and Protector of the Commonwealth of Greenfield. Did I get everything? Yes, yeah, see? I can learn. Okay, now, on to the letter proper. Dear Father, I am writing in response to your letter regarding the false rumors surrounding my husband and his believed lack of loyalty. Rumors spread by various lords in the Sword Coast whom, upon closer inspection, are former traitors that you pardoned after the Civil War. However, given their dubious past, I would think their claim should be taken with a grain of salt, if not be completely dismissed. I would also like to humbly remind you that it was my husband whom, when summoned, answered your call and slew the traitor Henry Varner, the 8th former Duke of the Sword Coast. Something that should be remembered is that his reward for this act was my hand in marriage, and he has since earned my heart. Now, dear Father, I understand as king you must deal with all of your vassals and investigate all claims of disloyal conduct and potential acts of treason. However, given that my husband is serving as Marshal of the Expeditionary Army in the war against hellish invaders in Daggerford, I would think his loyalty is beyond question. I also understand that, given my husband's black reputation for his sins of kinslaying, he perhaps needs to be watched closer than most, but those eyes should come from your court, not from jealous rivals who only benefit from his loss of status. Even with his reputation, since his 16th winter, he has ruled El Terrell with loyalty and devotion to the crown. He has protected our western border from vile hobgoblins, orc raiders, and evil Naga. He has done these things since his rule began, asking for no reward, and quite often handling these incursions alone. It is my humblest wish that this letter reaches you well, and you are in a fine mood to receive it, and are sound of mind to consider its contents. With love, your 9th daughter, Allusions. Oh, evening already. You think the letter will do all right? Okay. I'll sign it, then I'm off to bed. I'm exhausted. Oh, silly Allusions. Oh. Don't know what I was thinking trying to sleep without this. I love how it smells like him. Anna! What are you doing pushing open the doors like that? You scared me! It's important? What's so important that you caused me to nearly jump out of my skin? A letter? Lead with that next time. Anna! Anna! He's alive! He's coming home! Oh! Yes, Anna. Another letter? No, I wasn't expecting any today. Give it here. What? My husband was cursed by a sex sorcerer? Anna, prepare the carriage at once. I'll fill you in on the ride. So, he was cursed. The curse is too powerful for the priest to break. And what happens to the soldiers that aren't relieved properly? Their balls grow, and they fill with seed until they explode. And they kill the cursed man. And the priest, he wants me to come quickly, because my husband is the only man left alive. And since I'm his wife, maybe I can give him the relief he needs and save him. Anna, is that the temple there on the hill? It is. I hope we got here in time. I can't lose him, Anna. Not now. Not after being this close to him. Anna, I'm scared. What if we're too late? What if he... No, I won't say it. You're right. I won't know. I can't know unless I go in. Let's go. Hello, priest. Is my husband here? Is he alive? He is. Oh, thank goodness. Yes, I received your letter, and I know what I have to do. I'm ready. Where is my husband? Last door at the end of the hall. Yes, priest. I'm sure I can do this. I'll be going now. Anna, wait here. Oh, damn it. Stupid shoes. Oh, where's Anna when I need her? Oh, wait. Oh, silly illusions. If he's as lustful as the priest said, he might rip off my dress the minute he wakes up. Oh, well, I'll take it off now. Oh, so much fabric. These tiny little... I can see him there. Oh, stupid dress. Just get off. Oh. His manhood is bigger than I remember. Is it twitching? Oh. And his balls seem so full. Oh, this is the first time I've seen him like this. He's so exposed and ready. His cock looks so good. Okay. Now I'm so close. I hope I can take care of him. Ew, it's been so long. Maybe I can just use my hands and get him off. It's so big. So much cum. I can't. I'm
so warm. It was so good, but his balls are still so full. And he's still asleep. I didn't know I married a bear. Maybe the curse made him comatose. Oh my. I guess I'm going to have to drain him while he's sleeping. Oh, I'm so hot and my head feels all fuzzy. Okay, focus, allusions. I need to drain him. So, I know what I'll do. Husband, I know you're still asleep, but please don't worry. Your sweet little wife is here, and I'm going to take such good care of you. I've never really had you in my mouth like this before. You're so big. I can't. All of you. I want. I wish I knew if this felt good to you. I can only get. I'm getting so wet. Come in my mouth, husband. Please. Let me drain you. Please give it to me. All of it to me. In my mouth. In my mouth. Something else. Husband, what are you doing? No, don't, please. No, don't. You're too big and you're not yourself. Please. Husband, too big. I'm going to come again. What did you say? come too. Please, 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 husband. Come in me. Come in me. Use me. Use me to drain your balls. I'll take all of it. All of it. All of your lust. All of your seed. I want my gentle giant back. Please, husband, please, please come in me. Come in me. Come. Does that mean my gentle giant is back? Hush, it's fine. I know that wasn't you. It was that stupid sex sorcerer curse. But, oh well. I kind of liked being taken like that. Being used. But only by you, my loving giant. I know you would never hurt me. I feel so safe in your arms. How did he curse you? And is he still alive? Did you capture him? No? Well, what happened? Oh, you cut his head off. Well, that doesn't help at all. I don't know how he cursed you. You'll be stuck like this. Well, I guess you'll have to take me every night. Wait, what? You know how he cursed you? You know how to break it? Oh, you need to. Oh. You need to have 6 children, and then you'll go back to normal? Well, I guess if that's what has to happen, I'll have to have 6 babies. Stop arguing. I needed to have your children anyway, and besides, you are the only living member of your family. We can't let the name die. It brings hope to so many people. Since you're cursed, you really can't be given so many responsibilities anymore. You'll have to stay with me till it's dealt with. After all, I am the only woman who can give you pleasure. Which means you can't go running off to battle or anywhere else without me. Well, we can think about that later. Besides, I think it's safe to say you definitely bred me tonight. I'm tired. Let's go to sleep. We can get home tomorrow and worry about the future then. I love you, husband.